Ukraine security issue.
The Donbas is becoming the epicenter of Russia's war against Ukraine. Russian troops are intensively massing in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and shelling residential areas there. Shelling continues 24 hours a day, said Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration. According to him, the Ukrainian defenders are expecting a large-scale Russian offensive in the nearest days. We are aware that in the nearest time they will launch an offensive, that there will be a great battle for the Donbas. We are observing the amassment of their troops and equipment, and we are preparing. I think at about 3 or 4 in the morning they will start a massive strike on the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, using big caliber mortars, artillery, aviation, multiple launch rocket systems, everything they have. That shelling and bombing will last several hours, and then they will attack with a huge number of tanks and infantry, said Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration. According to Oleksiy Arestovych, advisor to the president's office head, Russia's prime target now is the Donbas, where outnumbering Russian forces are trying to encircle the Ukrainian defenders. The outcome of the battle for the Donbas will decide the further course of the war, Arestovych said on Saturday. Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Interior Minister, does not rule out the Russian army's second attempt to take Kyiv. One more potential target is Odessa, that has been under missile attacks for the past several days. The city's defenders are ready to rebuff a possible landing of Russian forces on the Black Sea shore in Odessa, or anywhere in the region, said Serhii Bratchuk, head of the Odessa Region Military Administration. The Odessa region has been suffering from missile strikes over the past few days. We were prepared for such enemy tactics, and we know that Russian missiles of the Onyx type are launched from the Bastion missile complexes stationed in the temporarily occupied Crimean Peninsula. The situation is serious, but we are holding out and working. The spring sowing campaign in the region is in full swing. We're working to ensure that people in our region and our country have enough bread, said Serhii Bratchuk, head of the Odessa Region Military Administration. More and more traces of Russian atrocities, the same as those the Russian invaders committed in the Kyiv region, are revealed in the liberated towns and villages of the Kharkiv region, according to Oleg Sinohubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration. In particular, dozens of bodies were found in one of the liberated villages. He said that the local residents, including children, were tortured for a long time and then burned alive. There was also the body of a local doctor mutilated by torture, whose hands were tied behind his back, and the bodies of a family with children in a car that was shot from a tank. An unspecified number of residents of the village are missing. Reports from the liberated Chernihiv region are no less appalling. The State Emergency Service said on Saturday that rescuers were still recovering dead bodies from a village church that had housed a Russian headquarters. Local survivors said that all the dead were civilians killed by Russian soldiers. The facial recognition system and artificial intellect helped identify most of the Russians who tortured and killed civilians in Kyiv satellite towns of Bucha and Irpin, Digital Transformation Minister Mykhailo Fedorov said on Saturday. He said that, as of the date, 360 bodies, including at least 10 children, had been found in Bucha alone. Earlier, the German intelligence confirmed that the mass killings took place in Bucha during, not after, the Russian occupation, and that they were not separate acts but part of Russia's intimidation strategy. The embassies of Italy and the Czech Republic that moved to Lviv after Russia attacked Ukraine on February 24th have announced their return to Kyiv, following the example of the Latvian, Lithuanian and Estonian embassies and the EU representation. The embassies of Turkey and Slovenia are already resuming their operation in Kyiv. Måneskin, the Italian band that won last year's Eurovision Song Contest, have recorded a new single. The video of their clip on their official Instagram page shows appalling footage of Russia's war in Ukraine. How do you sleep at night? How do you close your eyes and live with all these deaths on your hands? Måneskin say to Russians. Last week, almost 30 years after their last performance, Pink Floyd released their new song in support of Ukraine. The vocal part in the song Hey Hey Rise Up is performed by Andriy Khlivniuk, the frontman of the popular Ukrainian band Boombox, who sings Red Gelder Rose in the Meadow, the battle anthem of the Ukrainian siege riflemen who fought for independence in the 1930s.